Now, I want you to know about his daughter, a woman named Lillian. I'm going to send a photo of her. Now, this is nothing against this lady, but wouldn't you say that this is the most stereotypical, like
Mob,
dictator's daughter slash right? For the people unaware, she's incredibly pompous. She's wearing a like diamond-studded dress with rings
big
and bangles
necklace,
and necklaces and everything. She's overweight, but not in a like just she looks overweight in a not overfed kind of way, but like the way that
a
you'd draw
decadent
a
way,
caricature,
it's like,
yeah, in a decadent way. You draw a caricature of a capitalist, like, you know, who's half piggish. That's, you know, and she has her hair up in a particular. It's very
It's
hard
like
to describe,
we're
but
trying to be the new aristocracy vibe, you know?
exactly right. Now, thank you for saying that, Hugo, because about the new aristocracy, I want to tell you boys about something called the Queen of the Army. Now, she was clearly his daughter's, you know, her dad's what's it called, little pea or whatever, like the twinkle of his eye, and he loved her to the ends of the earth, which is, I guess, cute in its own way. But he wasn't happy with only having economic and political and social and all this other kind of power. He wanted to entrench his family into Nicaraguan society, so he wanted to kind of create this quasi-imperial slash monarchy thing. Of course, I'm sure this his daughter was very in favor of this and wanted this. She seems a little bit spoiled, if you ask me. So he wanted to make his daughter Lillian queen, but he can't make her queen because technically Nicaragua is a republic. So he decided to make her, and I quote, "queen of the army," if,
Genius.
however that makes sense, right?
Fucking genius.
Now, the quote unquote
Words,
official
they mean
narrative
nothing. Let's just
now.
make.
Now the official narrative is that corporals and sergeants of the National Guard basically wanted her as their queen. They were the ones who came and begged to have her be serve as some sort of regent over them. They were apparently demanding a coronation of her, and Somoza just basically acquiesced to these people.
Somoza is the OG girl boss feminist.
Exactly right. So do you know what he did? He set up his daughter as basically in this highly pompous and like regal coronation festival or ceremony at the old cathedral of Managua, the capital city, which is like the main cathedral of the city. He got an archbishop to be present to do basically proper coronation, like regal European coronation procedures. He got the people of the guard to dress as Roman knights parading through the streets. He had heralds on foot and criers on horses. He had an imperial guard for her. There was a carriage of, and I quote, "Her Majesty Lillian I," and a musical band of the National Guard who composed their own music specifically for our coronation. The celebration included a gala at the National Palace with 3,000 guests from the, and I quote, "the most select of the country." There was four orchestras throughout the procedure. The dress that Lillian wore was designed exclusively for her by Cristobal Balenciaga. And the official cost of the dress had never been actually publicly disclosed, but it's in the many, many millions of dollars at the time, which means like ridiculous, ridiculous amounts of money at this rate. She had a golden crown made of the Virgen de la Candelaria, which apparently is supposed to be important for some reason. I couldn't exactly find why, but it was heavily criticized that they used this crown. I don't know why. The jewelry for the crown itself cost more than $100,000, which in modern day estimates is like 5 million or something. A ridiculous amount of money. She also, or her dad also, commissioned a solid gold scepter.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was like, oh, there's a large heart of gold, a large-sized red ruby mounted in a relief. All this kind of, there's all ridiculous, ridiculous shit.
All create continuing to create the aesthetic of a monarchy, right? Yes,
Yeah,
old
exactly. All of
Papa
this was
was
pretty,
like,
yeah.
okay, I'm gonna die in the next 10 to 20 to 30 years. I want what's left behind me to actually be an incredible legacy of a monarchy that I started. That's what this smells like to me, at least.
Yeah, hold on, hold on. There was a throne, okay,
Of course.
for her to sit on, and there was a national artist that was renowned, who was tasked with manufacturing carpets that were placed in the palace and basically flanking the throne. And of course, there was hymns and waltzes that were like new waltz hymns and waltzes that were created specifically for the honor of the queen. There was a royal grace of amnesty to prisoners.
Just legendary.
And of course, the people were supposed to address her petition to be released from prison to Her Majesty Lillian to intercede on their behalf before her father. There was an entire, like I mentioned, there's a entire streets and squares of the capital city were illuminated. By the way, it was illuminated as if it was morning. This was in the dead of night, as if morning, with 4,000 electric lamps, which this was the 40s, so this was a big deal.
Damn.
At the evening, basically, when the after the coronation, when the pomp was the celebration was began or started, there was an elegant imperial style carriage pulled by two magnificent horses, which accompanied her triumphal entry. She also had, by the way, bridesmaids, which were
this
called the bride of the
insane.
Army.
This is insane. How much did this cost?
Yeah. We'll find out.
Doesn't matter. They can pay for it. They own a country.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. They were on seats decorated in blue and white, and the wheels of the carriage adorned with roses. She was thunderously applauded by the public before being received by her father, who led her through the halls of the palace to her red and silver throne located in the Western Garden, with the imposing notes of the hymn of the Queen of the Army being played. All right.
Wow. Sir, what's your budget for this? Yes.
Anyways, there's a lot more that I'm not gonna go over, but basically, yeah, this is an extensive and incredibly ridiculous celebration without any even like legal recourse. It's just a dictator deciding to do what the fuck he wants, which is ridiculous to even think about. And
I also heard that she married her relative. Is that
she
true?
Did exactly right. Yes, she married her relative.
Proper monarchy, right there, baby. Yeah, doing it right. Gold not thrones. Crowns, golden scepters, and fucking your relatives. I guess they really were monarchs.
The wedding ring alone, so not even the engagement, just the wedding ring, was at the time $20,000, which you're like, oh, that's not that much. But when you realize that $20,000 in modern day is like $150K or something, it's for just a fucking ring, by the way.
Yeah.
And her wedding was like other dictators and even some like European royals and
wow.
shit went to. Like, they really pushed the shit. I'm not going to go into her wedding because there's a lot more. The TLDR of all this is that this was an incredibly ridiculous man who did a ridiculous celebration for his daughter. And if you're thoroughly angry by what transpired, just hearing about it here, you can imagine what regular Nicaraguans were thinking, especially when you realize that this was to the tune of tens of millions of dollars that were spent on this. Which, by the way, back then, tens of millions of dollars in modern day is like $400, $500, $600 million on a single like evening, basically.
Wow.
A sort of like luxury and ridiculous. It's not luxury. What's the point of excess?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. A point of excess that you can't even fathom. Anyways, to make us feel better, he was assassinated in 1956 by a poet.
Hello, dear listener. Editor JT here. This has been a little sneak peek of one of our monthly exclusive Patreon episodes. If you want to hear the rest, support the show, get episodes a week early, and lots of other benefits like access to our Discord, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/theDProgram.